Sunday night, Chodesh Halvavus, page Tes, we're up to the sixth line, the beginning of the paragraph. Uchvar Sha'alti, this is the Chodesh Halvavus talking, right? He lived in Spain, 100 years before Rashi, early 11th century. I asked Echad Min HaTohanim Shehem Yodei Torah. That's kind of a dig, you know, people who claim that they're big Talmid Chachamim. I'll mix this Mashiach Skakel Chomer Torah Samatzpun. So everything I've been talking about up till now, about how fundamental and how important and how people don't delve into it, and it's the fundamentals of Torah, the Chovos Halvavos, I asked him about it. Like, how come you don't spend any time on it? I went over to a guy, instead of saying apocryphal stories like in the previous paragraph, he said, I went over to a guy and I asked him, what's the pshat with you? For Omar, he answered me, Ki ha-histamchus al-acherim maspika b'mokamo iyan b'chol ha-doma l'zeh. We have a tradition, Hashem Echad, I have for my grandfather, my great-grandfather, that Hashem does chesed, that Hashem is great, that Hashem is omnipotent, the 13 animamins, whatever, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, l'chay v'salvavos, today we have to be Yodet Hashem. We have that by tradition, and why should I spend time delving into it? Maspika, it's enough, if I have it by tradition. I have a Muna. I believe. My father told me, his father told me, there's an unbroken chain from Har Sinai. That's enough for me. Amarti lo, I said to him, lo yitochein mashe amarta, you're wrong. It's only true what you said, elolomishu cholush mila'ayin, someone who's not capable of figuring these things out for himself, of going through a process of rational thought. So he's not capable, he has a weak seichel, he has weak logical skills, or he doesn't know where to start, he doesn't know how to get a handle on it. For choser tfunoso, gagon hanoshim, for hanorim, I don't want to get into the whole talk about this, in his days this was a very normal thing to say, noshim, naorim, v'chalushay das, men hagvarim, and people who are not that intelligent, young children, and people are not that smart. Abel, however, mishayesh b'koach sichlo, someone whose intelligence, v'havchanoso, and his discerning, his ability to analyze, his analytical powers, can analyze and be omed lamod al amitas mashaninsalo, and can analyze and say, you know, this that I have by tradition, I understand myself that it's true. I see it. I figure it out. I can see that it's true. Certainly is mechuyev the ikvuhu, and what stopped him from doing that, from delving into it, from studying it, from learning it, and he was just with Seimich on his tradition, ha'atzlus, he was lazy, the hazulzul, the mitzvah Hashem, he said, it's not necessary, I don't have to bother, mila'ayim bo b'sichlo, it's the fundamentals of Torah, and he decides he doesn't have to delve into it, harehu nitba al-kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand from him, for osheim. Now this is a very scary thing. It doesn't have to be talking about Achdus Hashem even. You know, Chavos will say, and you have to know if he speaks to us, if it's a Psak Halachah or the Zacholek, to delve into it philosophically to prove that Hashem exists, or to prove that Hashem is one. He certainly does that in Shar HaYichud. No question, he does it. But even, let's move away from what he's talking about, which will maybe say, you know, for us, and we're living in a different age, and we're not philosophical minded, and we're living, you know, I don't know, you have to know. I'm still not sure if we're going to skip Shar HaYichud or not and go to Shar HaBechina, because I think to the modern Western mind, Shar HaYichud is going to be like Mechitesi. You know, yeah, you call that a proof. So, I don't know, we'll see. But even something like, you know, you're sitting in a sukkah. Sitting in a sukkah, it's saying "Leman yedu dorasechin ki besukos hashati yos bnei Yisrael." So you know, so we think we're very frum if we go beyond the regular mitzvah srichas kavana that you were mechaven to sit in a sukkah because Hashem told us to, and we're already relating to "Leman yedu dorasechin ki besukos hashati yos bnei Yisrael." But the Chavis Halbavos wants you to go beyond that. He wants you to think about it. And what does it mean that? You know, what does it mean to be in the Midbar? And like, they were in the Midbar, and Hashem provided for them, and they were in Sukkos. Like, yeah, think about it, and say, wow, and we commemorate that, and why do we commemorate that? Why don't we commemorate other Nisim? And, like, You know, and what does that mean to us? Why is it important to commemorate that? What does it mean to us now, a few thousand years later? See, instead of just sitting back and accepting it and saying, yeah, okay, that's what it is. He wants you to work it out for yourself, the meaningfulness of it, the importance of it, what it teaches you, what it tells you. Yep, he wants you to think through these things. And if you don't do it, and you just accept it, and you somech on the minimal, on tradition, on Kabbalah from our avos, as much as that's certainly part of Torah, that's how we have Torah Shabbat Peh, we have through that transmittal. But to be somech on that transmittal, to know these fundamental things, he holds us wrong. And if you're able to work it out for yourself, you have to. The Hamashal Lakach, he now gives a Mashal. Eved, Shechivu HaMelech Likvos Momon Mitoshavav, he was the tax collector. The Tzivohu, and in those days, right, the money was the metal, was minted metal. It wasn't like a denomination. I mean, it was a denomination, but it was minted. So he had a little sofer to count it up, a lishoklo, to make sure it has the proper weight, laotro, and to store it. He said he had to know if the money was proper, and he was able to do these things, what the melech told him to do, to count it properly and put in, you know, whatever he told him, to be masadir it and to make sure it's not counterfeit and to make sure it has its full weight. The yediya, he was able to, he knew the business. The meshechiv also in asfira vashkila. So the people came and they trade him a cup. That's what it means. I don't know, his translation is a little funny. They became his friends. Achiniskarva Daite Alayim, they viewed some moments, so they brought him the taxes. They viewed Lachshov, and they convinced him that there's no need for him to check out the money, to check out if it's you know, if it's not counterfeit, if it's proper weight. There's no need for him to check it out. Shahu Shalim Bimisporu Batonim Mishkalo over La Socher. They didn't give him old, outdated coins. Yeah, well, I think they trust us. It's good. Who bought them? He took a trust. Then the somachal devrayhem binyan amomon benesatzel, and he was too lazy. Milamad alamitos ta'anosam to go check it out for himself. The zilzol b'mitzvus hamelech. So he didn't listen to the melech who told him to check it out. The giyot dvorim lemelech. The melech found out. The chasher himtzias amomon lefun. If he brings him the money, shalom. So he starts like talking and learning with him. How much is this way? What do you say to this coin? How much did you find it it's missing some of its weight? How do you make compensate for that? So he starts talking to him. He wasn't able to answer the questions. He didn't have a good cheshbon. He didn't know. He didn't delve into it now, so he fumped it. This is the point of the marshal. You know, he wants you to put it in stacks. He wants you to put it in checks and the cash and the coins. He wants make sure the guy didn't slip in a euro. Make sure he didn't slip in a dollar bill by the shekel. You know, even though it was true, it all checked out. The amount of money was there. There wasn't a question of geneva. He had it, all the money. But machmas zulzula b'mitzvus adono v'histam chuso al taina. The melech wanted him to check it out. The melech wanted him to work and check it out and be aware of what's going on. And he said, nah, I believe them, it's fine. It turned out it was taka true, it was fine. But certainly, if you can imagine the tzi of the story, the melech punishes him for being lazy and for not carrying out the mitzvahs of melech. If he wouldn't be capable of it, my brother, someone tells you, figure out shatness, figure out para aduma. That's his words for mitzvahs that obedience mitzvahs. It shows obedience. There's nothing to figure out, or it's not. We're not capable of figuring it out. So then your excuse would be good. And if you wouldn't be a smart person, matavchana ad kadesh tikat tibunos with the tibunos from the tigo. So lo ha yisanit balad rach also. Lo ha yamatzot chodo kumas vano shevaktanim. Shem tov some also kvi shenim solohem. That's what my father told me. That's what my grandfather told me. So that's it. That's what I believe. Ach kevish ato balavon of the daya. Since you're capable of figuring it out, let me quickly. I don't know. Since you're capable of figuring it out. You can figure out that the thing that we have in, by tradition from the Nevi'im is true. You can figure it out. You can make it a matter for rational thought. See the logic of it. See how it's compelling. See how it must be true. You can do all of that. You're mechuyev to do it. So that you should have it in your head. Remember the beginning of the Chayvus Halavos is Hakdama. V'derech HaMesayris, a tradition. Ooh, v'derech HaSeichel. So that's a healthier way to have something. And if you don't do it, you're not fulfilling your obligation to Hashem.